Parshas Yisro begins, of course, with Yisro arriving with Klal Yisrael at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to greet him and they have a seder. The question is in the Gemara, if this happened after Matan Torah or before Matan Torah. There are two sheets in the Gemara. Rabban goes with the sheet that it happened before Matan Torah and Ibn Ezra that it could happen after. There's a big kasha here. It's that after Yisro gave the Eitzah to Klal Yisrael, and he gave them an Eitzah to have special system of judges. The pasuk begins Vayhimi Macharas, which means that the day after Yisro came, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting and judging Klal Yisrael. What day was it? Rashi says it was the day after Yom Kippur, the day after he came down from Har Sinai. There's a very big problem here. It was the day after he came down from Har Sinai. That means, Rashi says, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. That means that the day that Yisrei came and they had the Suda would have had to be Yom Kippur itself. Because Mimacharas is Mitzvah Yom Kippur. That means the Suda had to take place on Yom Kippur. It's very, very difficult. It's a problem with Rashi. Baruch Hashem, all the Mefarshim is discussion. The Dasikane Balitaisis, the Maral on Rashi, the Urayim on Rashi, universally asked as a kasha, but it still needs a teretz. Probably the simplest teretz would be the Ramban, who says, Loi Mimacharas Mamish. Macharas doesn't mean the day after exactly. It was after Yom Kippur a few days later. Ki yishalcha bimcha mochar leimar. So that would be the Ramban's approach, which is the easiest. The Maral has a chiddush. The Maral says, Adayin lo yitztavu b'taynis Yom Kippurim. That when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai and Yom Kippur, that made it become a day of kafara. Adayin lo yitztavu. So these are two possible shatim. The Daf Yomi, Ma'ir Katan Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which, if I'm not mistaken, is Friday, tomorrow's Daf, brings the story of the Beis HaMikdash being inaugurated by Shlomo HaMelech. And what it says here clearly is that it became inaugurated by Shlomo HaMelech in an oifen in which included days of Suda. That means that there were 7 days of celebration till Sukkot, and then 7 days of Sukkot. That means there were 7 days of Suda till Sukkot, including that they ate on Yom Kippur. So they ate on Yom Kippur. Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech paskin that the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash is Daicha. But since the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash is Daicha, so therefore, they ate on that Yom Kippur, because that simcha of eating is the same, the equivalent, I guess, of the mitzvah fasting on that day. As I state in the Gemara, my cotton dust test. Zakta Mizrahi, if so, we could understand the day Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnius was certainly a day of celebration. So remember, it was a day of joy, a day of celebration, and they ate despite the fact that it was on Yom Kippur, a Chiddush Gadol, that they passed its mutter. And we have now three terutzim. The Ramban says, Mimacharas doesn't mean the day after, it could be a few days after. The Maral says, Adayin lo yitztavu. And the Mizrahi says that on this day they ate despite the fact that it was Yom Kippur, because the simcha of the occasion was greater than the digest that they had is greater than the fasting of Yom Kippur, and you have to be on a Madrega to understand that was something that was really Kedai. So this is a technical issue of the Suda of Yisrei when Yisrei came back. To talk a little the Ian Hamashava, I'd like to share with you the following thought. Yisrael comes with Tzipora Eishes Maisha. With Tzipora Eishes Maisha, they come together.
Oh, I mean, Alan, yeah. Alan, Sam. Alan, what's your son-in-law's
They come together and they, Moshe Rabbeinu reunites with a wife he hasn't seen for an extended period of time.
Right.
Hello, Dover, who?
Right.
The relationship.
Got it. Okay. So you penciled in for Thursday. That's great. Okay. You got it. I'm through.
The relationship between them at that point must have been a very strange relationship. Moshe Rabbeinu gets married. He leaves and doesn't see his wife for an extended period of time. We find an incredible thing. The Maharal says that the shidduch between Moshe and his wife, who was, after all, a geiris, somebody without a special yichud, was a shidduch of a male and female that were perfect. Normally, a wife and husband are like two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. They fill in each other's chesrayim. In the case of Moshe and Tzipora, says the Maharal, they were like two pieces with flat edges on a puzzle. They fit together smoothly and seamlessly. What does that mean in practical terms? It means that they did not have kepedus one on the other. I had a friend who got married, and he married a woman who works in the same office as him. And for many years, they worked together. I asked them, how do you do that in marriage? How do you work together a whole day with your wife? You know, excuse me, but it's a very difficult thing to be able to spend the whole day, husband and wife, together. There's a certain intensity to
it. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
So he told me, well, it works if one of the two has an incredibly considerate personality. So I told him, okay, which one of you two has an incredibly considerate personality? And he said to me, we take turns. What a dvar moser. We take turns, which means to say, then in a marriage, when one of the two is stressed out and all tense and nervous, the other one has to be able to be calm. And any time both husband and wife feel stressed and tense and anxious, they have to measure which one needs the help the most. We take turns. Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzipora were able to fit together without the bumps. Without the bumps. That's the dream of a marriage. To be able to fit together without the bumps that are there in the way. And that's Moshe and Tzipora, Eishes Moshe. You understand, if Yisrael said, if you don't come out to greet me in my merit, do it in the merit of your wife. It wasn't just that it's his wife. It's that she was a woman that was extraordinary. Moshe Rabbeinu went, took on a role of leadership, and she had no complaints, she had no tightness, she never complained, why didn't you come to get me? Did you forget about me? But no tightness relationship. The Dover Pell. Every human being has within him two koyches ha-nefesh that sometimes contradict each other. One is a koyach ha-hiskabrus, a koyach of connecting with someone else. The other is a koyach ha-hispoidesis, which is a need to be alone, to have your own space. Every person has both. Women more than men need the koyach ha-hiskabrus, need the chavrushaf, need the relationship. Men also need the relationship. There are times that you need this chabrus, and times that the hispaitidus is good. A lot of the friction comes when there's a complaint that you go off on your own and you do what you have to do on your own. What do I mean? The ability to overcome that complaint, that's the godless. That's the godless of Tzipora Eishes Maisha. That's the lesson of Tzipora Eishes Maisha. He was a bacher in the yeshiva who was dating seriously. And when he was dating, he was near getting engaged. His mother said to him, when you're not with her, do you wish you were with her?
No.
He thought a minute. He said, no. When I'm with her, I enjoy it. When I'm not with her, I go on with life. His mother said, there's something wrong. You should wish you were with her all the time. And this boy asked me if it's so. I told him, you know, by women, there's a rush of their tablets all the time. By men, it alternates. Sometimes you want a scabra, sometimes you want a slave. This is perfectly okay. He came to me the next day. He said, I told my mother what you said, that women feel that way, but men don't. He said his mother came back to him, and she said, I went over to your father, and I asked him, when you're not with me, do you wish you were with me? And your father said, of course. So it seems that the rabbi is wrong. So this young man tells me this, and I tell him, God willing, you'll get married, you'll be a good husband. When your wife asks you the question, you'll say exactly the same thing. But you have to recognize that there's a need for that kayach eschabes, the kayach eschanefesh. It happens to be more by the kayach of a woman than a man. And that's what the maral means. That Sipaira had that nekuda of perfection, that unusual nekuda. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, in the kayach of his leadership, Sipaira in hers. We should be zaycha to learn from the dogma of Moshe, not from the dogma of Moshe, the dogma of Sipaira too. Not to have tainus, to be the one that has the extraordinary personality and able to do what needs to be done. And with that, a person is like a good marriage, and Bezus Hashem, being able to live without tainus one on the other. The extraordinary woman, Sipaya Eishas Moshe, in the background, but we have to learn from her behavior, men and women alike, from her behavior, not having tainus, not having complaints. Not here, and then in Balaiko, when we find she could have had tainus. Ah, what a lesson to learn. Wish you one and all an absolutely wonderful, fantastic Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Yisro.